Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen with my producer, Steve Marks. And joining us again today is a psychologist and researcher, Dr. Rich O'Neill, our resident expert in all things psychological. Right. And the last time we met, we were talking about this idea of living on the edge of the unknown and finding some comfort there.
Yes.
And for some reason, even though you described the need to be very aware and not hung up on predictions or negative thinking, I think it's easier said than done.
So you have to practice,
So tell us how you do this. How do you go about getting there?
Well, the kind of shorthand way, once you've learned to undo your negative predictions and come back into the present and learn to recognize that we're often mind-reading other people and realize I can't read minds and what is actually happening between me and the other person, and then getting to the edge of the unknown and using your senses to see what's happening right in front of us, okay? And how we feel when we're no longer scaring ourselves with our cortex, instead we're down in our primary brain. There's a way to shortcut that, which is what we call centering. And centering, you know, when we're raised in our family, we can develop a kind of characteristic posture, physical posture, that is a reaction to the environment or the culture in our family. Okay? We may be kind of hunched over in response to somebody who's a little overbearing, or we may develop a chin out posture because somebody's always over controlling us and I want to show I'm an individual and I've got a right to my own life, right? So we may have, there's all sorts of those. Centering is a way to regain a very comfortable position in our own physical self, while at the same time coming out of the thinking, the scary thoughts, relaxing our body, and having a good connection between our thinking and feeling and the reality in front of us. And if you'd like, we can just do that right now. I'll give you the little introduction, and people listening in can actually practice right along. You don't have to do anything specific. You can actually do it sitting down or standing up or lying down. Typically people are sitting, but you can stand. I do it standing. And you know, the nice thing about centering is you can do it silently. So you can do it. You're in the committee meeting, right? You can do it in the committee meeting. Nobody knows you're doing it. So you can then have both your primary your emotional intelligence, is one way to put it, primary intelligence and your cortex, your thinking mind, available as you're working along, or you can do it wherever you are. So here's how I do it. Should I just do the little introduction?
Sure, absolutely. Okay,
so here we are sitting in our chairs. First, you just get comfortable in your chair. Then you remember the goal of centering. And the goal of centering is to make a good foundation, a nice solid foundation for ourselves so we can live from there as we move through our life. And it's also to have our thinking and our feeling brain systems ready and available to guide us through our life. So we start with the feeling and just feeling our feet on the ground and feeling the earth underneath us. Then feeling our weight in the chair and feeling the support of the earth. And then feeling our breath. As we breathe in, notice it just naturally. As we breathe in, just noticing that our head floats up to the sky, upper body lighter, and then as we breathe out, our weight drops onto our pelvis, our feet, and the support of the earth again. And then we just take a couple of breaths there, natural breaths, opening up to the experience of our feeling self, of our energy. Letting go of any thoughts that are distracting us. Breathing out, letting go of any tension. And opening up to the feeling of our energy. And then bringing that energy into whatever role we're in the present, so we can use that energy to reach the goal we have in the present. And if you're with other people, you make eye contact with other people, the people you're with, bringing your energy and yourself in your appropriate role to that situation into relationship with them in their appropriate role. So you can do this as a group, or you can do it silently.
It's very, very similar to the kind of thing that I've been engaged in either yoga or meditation.
Yes.
Very similar.
Yeah.
But I think it has the same benefit, sounds like.
It does. The additional piece here, Linda, is that meditation typically disengages us from the world outside.
Right.
We're getting rid of things outside. And this, yeah, that you get rid of the distracting thoughts, but you also then, if you notice at the end, I was bringing people's attention back into what's actually happening right around us. So it's a calming the self, undoing anything that we're stressing ourselves with both thinking and tension. Okay? And then bringing that energy into the role right in the present and being connected to the reality right around us.
That's great. So the idea is you can really do that throughout a day.
You can do it. And as you get better at it, so it's particularly useful in stressful situations. So, for instance, if you're having a disagreement with your boss, and you're starting to get riled up. So if you remember, I can center. I can just feel myself on the ground. Mm-hmm. I can relax. I can tune into what he's saying, what she's doing, and then come back in and you'll have more of your real self available rather than coming back from a tense, angry place or whatever.
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
Yeah, I'm all set.
Good.
I'm going to start
off
practicing.
Off we go into our lives.
Something to practice.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much once
you're welcome,
again.
Linda.
It's wonderful hearing
you're welcome,
all these great ideas.
Thanks.